It's Friday, March 26, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cloud spending surges past data center spend, the problems on vaccine websites, and one law goes poof. This is the Business of Tech. So how's that enterprise cloud spending looking? Bigger than the amount on data centers, and significantly so, which has happened for the first time in 2020. The cloud and data markets were almost equal in 2019. Cloud infrastructure services grew by 35% from 2019 to 2020, totaling $130 billion, while data center spend decreased 6% to $89 billion. Synergy Research Group, who released the data, credits the COVID-19 pandemic with fueling the growth of cloud spend. Meanwhile, how's the workday being spent? 80% of it is messaging, chat, voice, and video, per the ProdaScore Research Council. Time spent in these apps increased 100% year over year in 2020. And we clearly do not have an efficiency crisis. Year over year productivity levels exceeded 2019 numbers every month during 2020. Want to make it feel better? Here's an idea. Citigroup is now banning internal video calls on Fridays, designed to help set boundaries for healthier work-life balance. And while I'm reviewing the markets, Gartner thinks social software and collaboration will grow 17% in 2021 alone and another 14% in 2022. Now, why do we care? Shocking no one, cloud accelerated in the pandemic. This is more validation of what happened than the actual prediction. Let's look at the clearly growing market, collaboration. The story? Productivity is not suffering, but employees are spending the majority of their time in communication apps, and likely burning out over it. That's the real headline. All the data screams what we should be doing in IT services. Work with customers to make sure the technology is making their business outcomes better. It's not more, it's better. Let's look at the COVID-19 vaccine websites, because the markup did. The investigation measured accessibility and privacy protections, and the results aren't great. Nevada's ranked the worst on the privacy front, with Utah, New Jersey, and Hawaii also with poor results. Texas, New York, Kentucky, West Virginia, New Hampshire, and Puerto Rico all had no ad trackers or third-party cookies at all. On average, the sites had 2.8 ad trackers and 3.4 third-party cookies. Nevada also ranked poorly for performance. Most of the sites did perform well on accessibility, however. Now, why do we care? One might be inclined to be generous with these sites due to the timetables. Don't be. That's how security problems begin. You do it fast, not right. I'd make the argument that these are the places to really do it right. Why are we putting ad trackers on these sites anyway? Some implementer made the active decision to do that. Now we care because of the missed opportunity. Tech both have and had the opportunity to be part of the solution, and here instead is part of the problem. Each of these decisions comes at a cost, and has a cost in customer perception. You should care because you stand out from the crowd when you handle customer data differently. Privacy is becoming a feature. Remember that Arizona law that was going to regulate the Apple and Google app stores? It's gone. The vote never happened, and there's no explanation. Now, why do we care? This is a quick one. I talk a lot about regulation and discuss both pending and implemented legislation. We care because not everything happens. In this case, there's some discussion that there was a brokered deal to make this law go away. Lobbyists may have gotten involved. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Instead, I'm highlighting that we care because what happens in legislatures matters. And there's a difference between something being proposed and debated and something implemented. Link in the show notes if you want to go deeper. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. and do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. There is no bonus episode this weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday.